Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, living with another man's wife. We're going to get to the prank call in a moment with the nephew, but you guys had more to speak on this T.I. Double standard situation that we were discussing earlier.
Look, I think T.I. is damned if he do and damned if he don't. Right. You know, people always got something to say about something. If a man taking his daughter down to the gynecologist, he's controlling, he's insensitive. I think he is being controlling. I mean, how else do you help keep a grip on the situation? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us as men, we know what the boy wants when he come over, and doggone it. Like, until them girls move out the house, I made it as hard as I possibly could on every boy that came to the house. I know what you want, partner.
Yeah, because I've been you.
I know exactly what you in here for. My job is to be the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say to you, partner.
And how many fathers that aren't there at all? You know, he's there with his daughter.
Man, y'all get mad at T.I. because he's there.
He's doing what he thinks is right.
He's an active father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He and his kids' lives. Now, if you think that's too much, you have the right to think it's too much. But I tell you what, I'd rather parent be too much than absent.
Absolutely, yeah, Steve. Yeah, at least you
dropped the mic on that one. There it is.
And not only am I the gatekeeper, it's cameras on these gates and all around this house. So
I don't miss a moment.
I'm just letting you know. Okay. I'm watching.
Chateau surveillance.
Before you pull up, there's a camera on this gate, partner.
I love it.
Yeah. Let's go, nephew.
All right, nephew.
All right, let's get it, baby. Lunchtime date. Here's the prank of the day. Lunchtime date. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hey, I'm trying to speak to Alan.
Yeah, this is Alan. Who's this?
Hey, Alan. Yo, this is Derek, man. Check this out, bro. You are Rachel's husband, right?
Yeah, that's my baby. What's up? Something wrong?
No. I work this, like I said, this is Derek, man. I work with your wife, Rachel.
Right. You a supervisor or something? I mean, is this about work or something? I mean, she doing a good job and everything. She ain't about to get fired.
No. Everything's straight, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the job. Everything's cool with the job. This right here, man, is what I noticed, man, and it's, you know, it just seems like every single day, you know, while she's on her lunch break, it seems like, you know, you would call and then block up the whole hour of her lunch break. And actually, you know, just be real, man, I'm just trying to come correct with you. It just seemed like you just cut in on all the time that I have with her.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold up, bro. Wait, what the f*** are you doing at lunch with my lady, son?
Like I say, you know, we just spending time, you know, doing lunchtime, but it just seems so rude, you know, that...
Rude? Okay, first of all, that's my lady, okay? I can call her whenever the I feel like calling her. I pay for that phone bill. I bought that iPhone 5. I can get call whenever I please, all right? Secondly, you ain't got no business being with a married woman alone at lunch. This ain't no date. Y'all supposed to be at work.
No, we are at work. We co-workers, you know? It seems like half the whole time I'm sitting in front of her, you know, we're supposed to be having lunch together, and she's talking to you the whole time.
Okay. What's your name again, bro?
My name's Derek.
Derek, all right. Derek, you work at the same building now? Okay, you at work right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm here at the job.
I mean, y'all work in the same flow, because I'm finna come see you. You seems about to jump off way, way different for you, straight up.
Okay, so, dog, let me ask you something, man. What is the big deal? I'm just trying to. Okay, you act like you don't see her. You act like you don't see her when she get home. You know, so why is it so important that you waste a whole hour of lunchtime holding her down?
I'm talking to my lady. Okay, you understand that? Why don't you go out there and get, and then you ain't got to worry about sitting up in front of my lady. That's my wife. I walk down the aisle with that. We got kids. We got a house. We take care of this. She helped me hold it down in this. You ain't. You know, it's like you and who don't ever want to come in and do, but they got some always want to come in and somebody else's wife and why don't you do this? Take this advice and see what it works, how it works for you. Go to the church, library, grocery store, wherever the find your at, and you get you a chick. You date her for a minute. You court her for a minute. You romance her for a minute. That's what real men do, you know what I'm saying? That's what I did. That's how I got my Rachel. That's my heart. You trying to sit up there in front of lunch with her every day for the past year? I tell you what, bro. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but soon, you're going to see me. Me and you going to have none of this phone conversation. It's going to be a face-to-face.
Hey,
me and you.
Dude. All of, hey, man.
What?
I ain't trying to come between y'all at all.
No,
all
you don't hear that.
Okay, like I'm saying, I'm not trying to come between y'all. I'm just saying it's every day you call it, man. What do you want?
That's your wife supposed to talk to every goddamn day. That's what a real do. You don't know about that because you a you ain't no real. All you know about is trying to holler at some street. You don't know what it is to put in work like a real man do, to actually hold down a home, pay the bills, everything, the family, the kids and fixing the yards and fences and you don't know nothing about that. All you know about is being a roach. Wife can't even go to work without like you trying to step to her and don't make no goddamn sense. But that's okay. Like I promise you, I'm going to be there. You're going to see me and I'm going to see you. You know, I tell you what, this is how this going to go. It may not be tonight, but it's definitely not going to go past tomorrow. Between now and then, you're going to see me and I'm going to see you. And
say,
I can't
hold on.
Promise
say,
you
what
that.
What'd you say?
Heard me. It's gonna, I will come see your by tomorrow, son. Me and you, Derek. That's your name, right? Derek.
My name is Derek, yes.
I'm a, you gonna always want to be both smiley face in my wife's face. I'm going to deal with Rachel's when I see her. You can please believe that. Please believe that. Talk to her about her little friend at lunch and like that. How get my number anyway, man?
So I got your number out of Rachel's phone, but that's beside the point, man.
Doing my wife's phone, my y'all ain't that cool. I don't think I ain't never heard of no Derek before today. And all of a sudden you calling me talking about you was at lunch every day with my wife and you.
No, it's a friendly lunch date is what it is.
I know about how you do friendly. I know about all that. You ain't fooling me. I know like you who prey on married women all the time because they like you. But that, like I said, is gonna change. Promise you.
Okay, dog. Here's what you don't know. What you don't know is Tommy. Tommy be pushing up on him more than me.
Who the Tommy? Who the Tommy?
Tommy is always pushing up on her.
What?
Tommy, the one you need to be worried about.
You have Tommy. Who the Tommy? Any
dog. Nephew Tommy, man. Check this out. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife Rachel got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I can't believe y'all did this to me, man. Oh, man, I'm finna come down to for real.
You all right, man?
Man, I am now. I'm finna come burn that building down. You don't even know. Hey, all right, Pete, Tommy, this is my prediction. Somebody gonna f*** you up.
For real.
Y'all, you just play too much, man. Y'all tripping.
Hey, man, check it out. You got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Only the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Of course.
All right, let me get this in here. The Comedy Laugh Fest is coming your way. Comedy Laugh Fest. Fest, all right? That's December 27th all the way through the 31st. The 27th is at Eagle Bank Arena. That's the DMV, baby. D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, Dion Cole, Tommy Davidson, and hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. On the 28th, Chicago, Illinois, Wintrust Arena, Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, Dion Cole, and hosted by that one, Nephew Tommy. That's the 27th to 28th. Go to my website, thomasmiles.com. And you can see, we're coming to Atlanta. We're going to New Orleans and ending it up New Year's Eve, Houston, Texas, baby. Thomas Miles got thomasmiles.com. Get all the details. Uh-oh, I'm with the big boys.
All right, those will be great shows. Coming up in the Strawberry Letter, subject living with another man's wife. We'll get into it right after this.